Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Mommy Milkers.
Welcome back.
This is so exciting. We've taken a year off, a little hiatus. How
Just a
do you feel?
little teeny little bit of a
Needed a
hiatus.
breather, needed a step back and really reflect on what I wanted and needed. And what we needed was traction. And we came to that. We acquired that. So, okay, my name's Sarah.
My name's Lauren.
And we are two sisters. We consider ourselves kind of PhDs, having PhDs in popular culture. We're analysts of behavior. I think the two of us have really good perspectives, but we also bring different elements of knowledge to the table because I'm
Very
really into
true.
reality. Lauren is into whatever she likes.
I know a lot about like pop music stars
Yes.
and everything, like pop music stars.
Pop
But
icons.
yeah, so we have very different areas of expertise, I'd say.
And Lauren was actually with me whenever I told her about my idea for my viral video that went on TikTok. 10 Bravo
One of
scandals.
now many.
Yes. Yeah, I did seven parts, Bravo scandals that I think were worse than Scandoval. I won't go too much into it, but that was kind of what really got traction to my page. And now I'm, some could say, a Bravo content creator.
Yeah, some would say
It's a
that.
little embarrassing, but I'm not kidding. It couldn't have come at better timing because I am quite frankly unemployed and in a very good transition time in my life where I have all of this knowledge that I've just been harboring and sitting on for literally 7 years and all of this time in the world. So I'm
You have a
happy to
proper outlet for it
an
now.
outlet and a following. I feel
For people
empowered.
who know and not me, where I'm just like,
Exactly, because none of my friends like Bravo, really. I mean,
Yeah.
Scandoval, some people are now watching Vanderpump Rules and stuff like that, but I mean, for years it was just me. But now I have a
Very lonely out
community.
here.
But yeah, oh, I'm gonna plug the Discord, my Discord community as well. Bravo
Go ahead.
Intellects, please join. We send memes, we have discussions. There's literally news every single day in the Bravo world. I'm not kidding you. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, what the fuck happened? So it's a continuous stream and it's a really good group. But yeah, I just think it's hilarious that the first video that I decided to post about Vanderpump Rules got 1.1 million
Like, yeah, like
views.
over a million views.
It fucking scares me, I'm not gonna lie.
Like
People
a,
from my high
yeah.
school seeing it.
That's real. That happened, oh my God, we're so similar.
Yeah, Lauren did go viral.
I had a TikTok go viral when I was in I think my senior year of high school. And it got like, yeah, about the same amount of views, and I was so scared. And I remember like people in my high school definitely saw
Well,
it.
tell them
And
what it was about because it was funny.
It was an article about whenever Demi Lovato was using they them pronouns. It was like Demi Lovato comes out as non-binary, and then the entire quote was like, she said blah 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 blah. Her, but like over and over and over again. And I like circled it and I
Journalism.
was like, interesting. And then that
Journalism. Oh
was
my
it. And then
God.
they edited it after it because a lot of people went to the comments
Wow,
of
Lauren, look at
the
you.
thing.
Correcting, making things right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is Did you get any haters?
Oh my God, yes. All the comments on those on that were so
I was
bad.
gonna say when
They're
you're
still up.
Oh,
If
really?
you should go look. Not y'all, I'm not gonna say what my TikTok is,
Don't
but
want people following you on TikTok?
Oh, okay. If you insist, it's Beth Jazos. It's BeffJazos. I spelled Jazos wrong because I didn't know how to spell his last name. Sorry. I was
That's
trying to switch
funny.
the two letters, but I didn't know. But
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, no,
go
it's
follow me, I guess.
okay. Okay, well, let's get into what we're here to discuss today, the real reason for the season. And I am thrilled because Lauren is kind of a novice in the Bravo world, and but she is not a novice in musical intelligence and like
Oh wow.
composition.
Thank you so much. Wow. The nicest thing you've ever said
That you're
to
not a novice in
me.
musical composition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it would be fun to just get her raw reaction on some of the classic Real Housewives singles. And some of these are actual full albums, and then some of these are singles. And I want to get her like musical opinion about it, but then also I'll provide the necessary context because some of these are crucial to like plot lines. So I have a whole playlist. I have 16 songs that I wrote down, but I don't know if we'll get through all of them. Okay, but we're gonna start off with, okay, some of these are classics, and then I also found some that like I hadn't even heard of. So this will be, even if you do know all of the Real Housewives singles, you probably haven't heard some of these. So okay, first and foremost, we're gonna start off with Kim Zolciak's song Google Me. Do you know who Kim Zolciak is?
No. Okay. So I will Google her.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, which one is she on?
How do I even describe Kim Zolciak? This is such a difficult... okay, so Kim was the only white girl on Real Housewives of Atlanta when it started. I think ever, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So she kind of... played an interesting role. Sometimes she got along with the girls, but sometimes she was definitely very problematic. She was dating this like sugar daddy named Big Papa, who like was apparently married, and now she is in this like, I don't know, she's always been like a wine drinker, cigarette smoker, while pregnant, gambling kind of a white girl. I'm just trying to give you a visual image.
Paint the picture.
Yeah,
I
and
see.
She wears wigs. I think she has alopecia, and that's why she wears wigs. But she wears like really extravagant wigs, and then sells them on Instagram Live for like thousands of dollars.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting synopsis of Kim Zolciak. She's going through a really messy divorce right now too, and I hope she comes back to Real Housewives. Okay, Google me. Ready?
I'm ready. Sounds like ChatGPT speaking. Like what I would imagine ChatGPT would sound like if they had a voice.
If they sang. If they had an album.
Click them keys, Google me.
Gee,
like, so robotic. Like, it's
research
like a little
me.
Bit of singing. It's like, click them keys, research me, find me.
I don't mind the beat, the little synth
yeah,
in the back.
Like, it was,
but...
like, very atmospheric.
Yeah,
cute,
I think this
but...
was very, like, I think this is probably 2008 or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 2010, but yeah. Really good lyrics. Okay, wait, I want to play it.
Me. You'll find
Let's
me.
Listen to a little bit of some of the verse.
Okay.
Oh my god, the chorus is so long. It just keeps going.
It's just over and over and over again.
Google me. Okay, wait, okay. I want to hear some of the verse. Yeah.
She was a little flat. You know me best. Best.
A little flat. That's like a good word.
Just a little bit.
That's a nice way of putting it.
She's good.
Yeah. Let's see. Kimberly Zolciak. Okay, so this was kind of, I think this was her second song, but the song that she, that really broke, I think this was probably the first ever Bravo single. Okay, Real Housewives single. Not Google Me.
The beginning of it all.
Not Google Me, but her next one, Tardy for the Party. Okay?
Tardy for the Party.
And actually, oh my god, Kim had a whole spinoff of Real Housewives of Atlanta when she left. She had an 8-season spinoff of her and her family called Tardy for the Party.
I've never heard of this lady in my entire life or of that show. That's, and there's 8 seasons of it.
I mean, I had never watched it. I could not believe when I saw that there's 8 seasons of Tardy for the Party.
Was there like one episode in each season?
I think it was one of those like eight episodes. And then I think it's a lot of like filler family, like pranky old Kardashian type of vibe. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever watched Old Keeping Up, but there's a lot of filler episodes. Okay, so this is Tardy for the Party, and this is really important for, like, you to understand where it all came from. Don't be tardy for the party, Oh, wait, I just want to say this one's actually kind of a bop. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of a bop.
It's giving pink. It's giving pink.
Just wait. Hurry up, baby, don't be late. I'll meet you at the place. I've been waiting for this day. It's a weekend, let's celebrate. Looking like a cover girl, covered in diamonds and pearls. Take the Benz out for us. Wait, my favorite part's coming up. Just wait. Drop that top, yeah, it's my world. Forget about working the stress of the week. Like, that's not bad. I'm sorry.
It's a little funky.
It's kind of fun.
Forget about the lyrics are funny. Hurry up, babe. Don't be late. I'll meet you at the place.
I'll meet you at the place.
You know the one. You know
the one. You should see. She performed this. Andy Cohen, messy gay, he loves seeing her perform this live because she sucks. She has no stage presence. And he made her perform it at one of, like, the first reunion of Atlanta, and she's just like, hurry up, baby, don't be late. Like, she's just speaking the words, and she's just like doing the most minimal hand movements, no anini in them. Oh my god, you have to watch it. It's on YouTube.
Andy Cohen is so funny. I feel like if I could have this career, I would like kill for
it. Oh my god, are you kidding me? That's what I'm vying for.
To do what he does, yeah.
That's what this whole thing's all about.
Like, I feel like I'm a hater in the same way he's a hater.
No, for sure. I mean, I literally put on my caption in one of the videos, I want to be hired by Watch What Happens Live. I want to be a writer.
Please.
Yeah, literally. I feel like that's like the best job. No, I totally agree. And he's going to be at retirement soon. I mean,
wow.
You know, he's not getting any younger. No offense, but I'm here. I'm here, ready to take over. Salt Bitch 34. Okay. So wait, let's get to the chorus. I don't think we've got to the chorus yet. So, yeah, a bop, I would say.
Yeah, honestly, that one wasn't terrible.
No, because you know who produced it? Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure Candy was the one who produced this.
Oh.
Candy
Burris. Is she the one that's, like, gotten Grammys for, like, writing songs?
Yeah.
For TLC and stuff?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. She wrote No Scrubs, yeah. She got a Grammy for that. So, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe it was a later song. But Candy definitely helped her out with this whole thing. And they went on tour together. They went on a tour bus.
Oh, wow.
Early seasons of Atlanta are very camp. I can't lie.
That's crazy because it's like they actually work.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they still, a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say, except for Kim, really. This was kind of her job. And then I think she started a wig line or something. Okay. Anywho, let's move on. Let's stay in the realm of Atlanta because I just have one more, I believe, from Atlanta. Oh, wait, no. I have two more. Okay, we're going to do... Okay. Let's do Candy's song first, and then we're going to do another song. I'm going to wait to announce it. Okay. This is Leave You by Candy. Ladies, if your man ain't putting in work no more, 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 well, I think you better. I don't know why I think it's funny. Lady, it's so cool. I have to, I can't lie. Wait,
oh,
I'm gonna.
That doesn't, she's singing it, but there's no like.
Let the song breathe first. Yeah. Like,
ladies, immediately. Like, ladies,
okay, let's wait. Let me, it was 8 seconds. Let me put a little more of it. Let's give Candy a chance. Let's
give her a chance. Listen, girl, turn up your radio.
This sounds like a song for a commercial. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like a SNL.
That's what I think. It sounds like it's my dick in a box.
none of these rhyme. Like,
I feel
she's
bad
because
she is
roofing.
Like she's a good singer.
She's talented,
I don't know.
What is this?
I want to listen to more. Wait, I want to listen to more. Friends, oh yeah, you know that you used to do it. Compliments, affection, and passion. You used to do it. And every single night in the bedroom, oh yeah. Hell yeah, you know we used to do it. I'm crying. I'm sorry, Candy. I chose the worst song I could find from Candy. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. All of her other songs are actually good.
Why are you writing a song about a man who doesn't give you compliments, affection, and passion? Why are you
Oh my god, I'm crying. I'm literally crying. Oh my god. I know I'm not like a classic R&B, like that's like 90s.
I just feel like it's usually better than this.
Yeah. That's like, this song sounds straight out of 1990. Let's see when it was released.
This came out in 2010. I'm looking on Genius.
Stop.
Right now.
Oh yeah, this was
almost 2011.
Oh my god. I'm crying. In the year of Gaga, this came out. In the year of Gaga. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Oh my god, let's listen to Miss Nene Leakes. She had one song.
I'm so excited for this.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for this too. So she is.
I am one thing about me. I'm a Gleek.
Oh my god, yes, we are Gleeks.
Yes.
First, Lauren's more so than I would say.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, I mean, Nene was scouted because Ryan Murphy was such a huge fan of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And plucked her out of there. He said, let me come get you. And then she made Come Get This Honey. Come and get this honey is what this
come
song.
Come and get this honey.
Oh my god. Okay, ready?
A minute and 56 seconds.
Shush, Lauren, it already started.
Sorry.
God. You cannot miss the beginning. Come on and get this. Is this thing on? Honey, come on and get this. Turn my mic off. Honey, come on and get this. You bitches cut. Honey, come on and get this. It's me. Honey, come on and come on. 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 Okay, Renaissance.
Okay, yeah. It's Nene Leakes, bitch.
That's funny. Come on. Yeah, I'm sweeter than some bubblegum. Get it jumping like double dutch. 5, 4, 3, 2, I've been number one. Chase bank account, I run the numbers up. See, I know how to get to the bank. G5 red. That's not bad. That sounds like Rico Nasty.
It's kind of fun.
It's giving Rico Nasty.
Like, I would listen to this.
I know.
The ads in the beginning were so funny.
Come on, get this. Come on.
Don't you stitch. Okay. Talking by yourself in third person.
Was that her? Was that her doing the ad?
And she's still rich.
I would die to see the behind-the-scenes footage of her recording this in the studio. Where is that? Someone has it. I know someone has it.
Yeah,
oh my god. Oh my god, we're 20 minutes in. We've gotten through 3 songs. Okay, I want to listen to a little bit more, though.
They're too good.
Wait. G5, red eye, jet lag. Got my mink to the floor. Peter gonna be mad. But like RuPaul, I love to let it drag. Do you see? Ooh. She said, like RuPaul, I love to let it drag. Bars.
Got my mink to the floor. Peter gonna be mad. You tell her.
She doesn't give a fuck. Oh my god. That wasn't bad. She should have made more. She could have made a whole album.
She should have.
Oh my god, this was in 2020.
Wow.
This was a COVID
project.
It took
that long to make music?
It's a COVID project, you can tell.
Yeah, a passion project. She's like,
she said, I need money. I don't blame her. Okay.
And she's still rich.
Okay, that was Atlanta's discography. We did Candy Dirty with that one, but we've all heard No Scrubs. She's a better songwriter than singer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For sure. I think she writes well for other people. If she wrote Tardy for the Party for Kim.
Wow.
She didn't get paid for that either, do you know?
No.
Yeah. Why would you know that?
I didn't know about that song before today.
Okay, let's move on to, let's do some Erika Jayne while we're in that kind of hyper pop slash rap. Let's listen to How Many Fucks.
Oh, this was the one I was excited for. This just one based off seeing the name.
Is also a bop. I'm literally not gonna lie. Ready?
Yes.
It's explicit, so. I just said it's explicit.
It's explicit.
I'm dying. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, the beginning sounded like an MIA track. Dum dee dum dee dum. Not for you. This is amazing. This song did not age well.
No, I know. It's actually more relevant than ever.
I know. It makes it even more iconic, in my opinion. Oh my god. Zero, done. That's a bop. Wait, I think there's some. It's kind of like an Azalea Banks. It's giving Azalea Banks.
Kind of fun.
I know. Let's listen to, I want to hear a little bit of the first. Just a little bit. Not a bad singer. I've listened to
That doesn't sound bad.
She, because she was casted at least as in Chicago the musical, as Roxy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like after she got on Real Housewives.
Yeah, but it was COVID. It got shut down for COVID. Mm. But she isn't a bad singer.
They let a lot of people do those Broadway things.
I believe it. But
like, you know, Cameron Dallas from Vine.
Oh.
He did it once. Fuck. You should look up the video. It's really funny because he was awful.
Oh my god,
like, he was so bad. He could not sing. He was in like the Mean Girls one or Heather's, I think.
All right, listen, Mommy Milkers. If you hear this, if Cameron Dallas can be on Broadway, you can do anything. You can try. At least try out.
You just have to be like a 17-year-old conventionally attractive white boy on Vine in 2014.
Yeah, I've missed my mark on some of those traits, unfortunately. Yeah. But that is inspiring. That is strangely inspiring. Okay, but yeah, no, so she has some older stuff that's also like musical theater that I had on this list, but I don't know if I want to, like, if we'll have time, because honestly there's a lot to get through. Okay, I think I'm good on How Many Fucks. I think we're good on that one. It's a good song, but that point. The best part.
Yeah, that really was not bad.
Yeah, the best part is the chorus. So, okay, next one. This one's really important. You have to hear this because I had not listened to this, heard this before. I was like digging through for songs for this like playlist. I think this is Erika Jayne's most recent single called Cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the cars that go top, back, candy paint. Damn, I got expensive taste. Flex on them every day. Champagne, celebrate. I get freaky.
This is a white girl, also.
Oh, wow.
Damn, I got expensive taste.
The black scent.
Yeah.
Just wait, it gets worse.
Girls, we have a kinky rock a party like I'm Prince. Purple boom and Lamborghini. Drop a couple thou and I'm rolling off the light. Make a lot of noise, all the people stop and watch.
She has never once said any of those words ever in her entire life, except expensive and champagne.
Oh my god. Wait, can you read some of the lyrics? I honestly could not even understand what the fuck she was trying to say. Don't do it in the accent. Hey, Lauren, don't do it in that voice.
Oh, okay. I was like literally just about to. I'm glad you stopped me. I'll just read the verse.
Okay, read it.
Pop back candy paint. Damn, I got expensive taste. Flex on them every day. Champagne celebrate. I get freaky on girls. We. Yeah?
This is also AI written. This is AI written. I get
freaky on my girls. We have a kiki. Rock the party like I'm Prince. Purple Boomin' Lamborghini.
Wait, when was this released? Because this honestly sounds like whoever produced Come and Get This Honey. Come on, come on and get this. Come on. I'm sorry, I stole that suck in my
All these songs have been catchy, except for Candy's, I will say.
Yeah.
I just had to sneak that back in there. That song still sucks.
That song sucks. I chose the worst one. I did her so dirty. I'm sorry, Candy. Everyone knows she's a good singer, though. That's why I kind of had to just find something.
Yeah, no, because you had to do that, because I already know she makes, like, actual good songs, and I want to laugh. I don't want to be
No, we don't want to listen to good music. If I wanted to listen to good music, I would not have chosen Real Housewives discography.
Yeah, we'd be having more nuanced conversation.
Okay, I want to hear a little bit of the chorus, because it was changing up a little bit. Let's see. She was dropping the black set for a second. God, that sucks.
I like the cars that go boom.
AI, yeah. Write me a dance pop track.
Like, AI, write me a Charlie XCX song. The band, I love Charlie XCX, I should say that.
don't say that, yeah.
I love Charlie XCX.
No, I'm literally the world's biggest Charlie XCX fan.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
Oh my god. I was joking. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell. I'm sorry I yelled. I just yanked my phone and the headphones and everything fell. I'll try and mute the yelp a little bit on the audio. I'm done with Erica Jane. That was a soulless chorus. There was nothing, no thought behind her brain in that.
There's a line in the second verse. Can I read it really quick?
Of course.
Because it's an example of people using AAVE and like using it so wrong.
Oh my god, I'm nervous.
Stuntin' when the bass go. Yeah, I'm loco. Stuntin' when the bass go. What do you mean?
Stuntin' with the bass.
Stuntin'? What do you think stuntin'
She does not.
Stuntin' when the bass go.
Ooh, I have a new game for Watch What Happens Live. Next time she's on, she has to explain her lyrics.
Define stunting.
Define how one would stunt when the bass goes, please.
Yeah,
Erica.
Make her do one of those the genius like, explain lyric herself. Breakdown videos where they have to like sing it and then they be like,
"So I wrote I wrote Diamond Shining, Watch Me Blind Them because."
Yeah, I wrote how many fucks can I get? Because I mean, truly, how many? No, that would be
like,
funny.
I still don't really care.
That would be. I need that.
I like the cars that go boom because my car goes boom.
You don't know who she is clearly because she does not sound like that. No offense, Lauren.
I don't know. I'm going based off of her persona in my head.
That's okay. That's fine. It's inaccurate,
like
but
she's like a nasally deep voice, right?
Yeah. Well, let me try and do mine. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, you do the impressions.
These diamonds are colder than the bodies of the victims my husband scooted over in his law firm.
That's my Erica Jane impression. It's very like at the bottom. It's more at the bottom of your mouth and from the back.
Sounds like the secretary from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Rod. Lawrence Washington or whatever. Is that, did I make that up?
Did you say the secretary from Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. What's her name? Roz something?
I don't know, but she goes, Mike Wazowski. Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
AJ
Global.
Sorry.
<Erica Jane. laughs>
Okay. Anywho, let's move on. That was quite the tangent. Okay, I want to move on to New York. There's only two songs that I could find from New York, both from Countess Luann, and these are good.
Okay, I'm not- I feel like I've heard one of these before, or like seen her perform it.
You've probably seen it or heard it on TikTok because they're pretty popular. I mean, I sing them all the time.
No, you. I've heard you sing this.
Oh God, you know, that's embarrassing. Oh my God,
no. Just because you say like people will sing it to her, and they're like, "Money can't buy glass."
Oh yes. Oh, and she loves it. Yeah. Okay, but the first one we're gonna do is Chic C'est La Vie, because I think this one's my favorite, and it's actually really like objectively a great song. Okay, ready?
Yes.
This is Chic C'est La Vie by Countess Luann.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Countess speaking. We have arrived. Gems, jets, silhouettes, champagne in the sky, fine premieres and fireworks every...
It's a lot of spoken word to a beat. Yeah. But she plays off of her strengths.
Yeah, talking.
Talking, yeah. Let's keep going. The chorus is the best part.
Single night, gold, diamonds, caviar, life is but a dream when every day you're living in is featured on TV. Confident and cool, passion is the key.
This is like a girl anthem. I love it. It's inspiring.
This is a little Gaga.
Yes. Oh my God.
Live the life you want to live.
Well, this was kind of during the like art pop era. Yeah. Maybe it was the Born This Way around that time. She was definitely coming for Gaga. Coming for her check.
Coming for her. Arrived.
Live the life you want to live. There's no sympathy. Don't forget to see the best. Life can be so soft. The little things can take you down, so it's best to brush them off. Hair done, jewelry.
Oh my God, this is so long. When does the chorus come in?
This is the pre-chorus.
Yeah, she's just like rapping.
On a mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest in the land? I guess it's not his call. Beauty, class, and elegance lie within the soul. Money, power, and romance are waiting for us all. Chic C'est La Vie.
Like, I'm not kidding you. I could Vogue to this. I could club to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm like actively dancing
to it. C'est la vie. C'est bon. Yes, yes. No, I could do a whole jazz group number to this song. Yeah. It's good. It's Madonna. It's Gaga. It's pop. It's everything. Let's listen to a little more.
Limousines, the party scene, adventures.
Oh yeah, that is Chic C'est La Vie by Countess Luann. And yeah, I just think that whoever makes her music, I don't know who, but they know how to work with what she's bringing to the table.
Yes.
Which is a very low, raspy voice.
That's very impressive. I don't know who she knows who makes her music, but like,
wait, actually, let me look it up. Could you look it up? You have a stand. Look it up, because I think it is notable. I do think it's a notable person, because I remember them being on like an episode or something, or like she recorded on an episode of Roni. I'm gonna burp. Excuse me.
Chris Young. Who is that?
That sounds relevant.
He is a songwriter.
No.
I don't know. I mean, he has some art. He's like a country artist.
Oh.
I don't know.
Producing this shit? I thought this would be like a gay guy. Helping her out.
Wait, maybe Chris Young is just like
a very general name.
Yeah.
It could have been a different Chris Young.
He's produced songs for Ashley Simpson.
Oh, that makes literally so much sense. Yeah. Ashley Simpson.
Wow. Okay, wait. Wait, never mind. Do you know New Order, the band?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, he produced some for Wu-Tang Clan.
Wait,
what a
going
crazy
from...
lineup. Luann, Ashley Simpson, and Wu-Tang Clan.
I love that.
And
he's diverse.
Performed with a bunch of people, but he hasn't, like...
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Sorry.
Interesting. Okay. I wanted to know. Okay. Let's do the other song. This is her classic, her hit single, Money Can't Buy You Class.
Money can't buy you.
And this is kind
this of. This is the only one I've known going into this, but I forgot that I know it.
I forgot to give a lot of context about some of these songs, but I guess the context of this one is like she's written like an etiquette book, and now she's a little more like liberated and not as uptight, but in mm-hmm. the beginning of New York she was still like a countess and was very much into like etiquette and being like proper. So Money Can't Buy You Class was kind of like her motto. But now she's definitely like abandoned that. They're gone. It's just dated. Okay, ready?
Yes.
This sounds like the same instrumental as the last one.
I would not be surprised if it was.
I know.
I have two questions really
yeah.
quick.
Yeah, one line but, in. Two questions.
Yeah. Also, this wasn't the first question, not about the music so much, but is that her in the cover for the She Levy one and the Money Can't Buy You Class?
Yeah.
Like, is that the same person?
Yeah, the pink dress and the short hair.
What did they do on the She Levy one? They like she looks like Sofia Vergara.
She's wearing a lot of fake tape.
Yeah, and
you
then she
doesn't
also,
look Sophia
like, her
Vergara.
Skin is, like, respectfully, like, she doesn't look like that.
Yeah, she's two different races, actually, because these
yeah.
are right, I have the photos right on top of each other. Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
Look like her at all.
I was just so used to it, I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, yeah, she's, like, super fucking... What about it? Okay, what was your other question?
The auto tune.
It was like, a lot.
Yeah, that was a choice.
That was a lot. I don't think she needed that much.
Yeah,
because she's in the like, V. She didn't have that much.
And that doesn't seem like that's what the vibe of this song is. It's like it's like intentional. It's like sounds like she just didn't hear how bad it sounded. You know?
Yeah. Let me see when was this released? Do you have it pulled up?
January 1st, 2010.
Wow, these are literally almost all like in the same year. 2010 was a hit year for Housewives
alive.
Music. If only I wasn't nine. During that time.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, we just went with it. Let's listen to a little more because we only got one line in.
By your class, elegance is learned, my friends. Elegance is learned. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Her ad libs.
Oh yeah. Money can't buy your class. Money can't buy your class.
It's very catchy.
My friends.
This is gonna be stuck in your head all day, Lauren.
Money can't buy
your
class.
Da 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 da. Money can't buy your class. Oh my god, wait, I want to skip to the end where she does like this. I think she belts the last part. Oh, I've heard this one version where she goes like, elegance is love. And she just like tries to keep like going and going and going.
Is that at the end?
I think it is. Let me, there's still 50 more seconds.
Money can buy your class. Elegance is love, my friends. Elegance is love. Money can buy your class.
She didn't hit any of the steps on the way there. I love doing a run that
so
you don't
shaky.
Hit any of the notes on your way up but still commit to going to the end.
Yeah,
it's so auto-tuned too. She just doesn't even have a chance to sound good. Okay, we have a few more. Okay.
I'm ready.
Let's do one that actually got some pretty good... actually, I'm going to leave the Potomac ones for if we do a part two, just because Potomac has a lot of music on there as well, and I don't want to, like, cut it short, and we're already at, like, 40 minutes. So we're going to end on a note of Jersey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I forgot there were all of these songs that I found, like, really late. So I have three Jersey songs. Okay. Two of them are by Melissa Gorga. Do you remember whenever we watched, I made you watch that episode of New Jersey and we recapped it on,
yeah, where the thing slept.
Yes. Oh my God. That was a really funny episode of Spilt Milk. Not to plug ourselves, but, Country Clubbed, the hair yank heard around the world.
Yes. Great. You came up with the title for that podcast and I thought that was a great title.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's like a historical reference and a pop culture thing. So, no, we covered the episode of New Jersey where Ashley pulled Danielle's hair. So I'll go ahead and play Danielle's song. I didn't have it on the spreadsheet. Sorry, Lauren. I forgot. But it's called Cry by Danielle Staub. Do you remember Danielle?
I do.
How can one forget?
Yeah, she was crazy.
She carried. Okay,
how
so.
How do you spell her name?
Danielle with two L's and then S-T-A-U-B.
Thank you. Yeah. Believe it or not, she's not on Genius.
Genius. See, I don't even know when this came out. Like, I don't even know when all of this happened. So, okay. Cry by Danielle Staub.
Roses on the table, pictures everywhere.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm already crying.
Pictures everywhere of you and I together and all the times that we've shared. Not a single whisper, nothing to imply.
This is awful. Oh my God.
You don't like it? You don't like it?
This sounds like it, this would be cute if she was like 9 years old.
She's like 50th. Oh my God. I'm going to listen to a little more.
It goes on when the lights go down, when the roses start to die. I was used to thinking that maybe I was to blame.
This is so flat, monotonous. I almost said monotonic. That's not a fucking word. Okay, I don't know if I can listen any more of that.
Yeah, I think I've heard what I needed to hear.
That's why that was the only song ever put out by the one and only Miss Danielle Staub. Okay, I'm gonna do this song by Melissa Gorga. She had a moment where she was trying to become a pop star. So Melissa is Teresa's sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Her husband is Teresa's brother.
Yeah, I just remember this because Melissa... Wait, who? Teresa, like, hated her.
Yes, yeah. They still do.
Yeah.
They still hate each other, literally, like, 15 years later. But Melissa... recorded this one song on display, and from this her husband built her a whole sound recording studio in their McMansion.
Oh wow. Right.
So you tell me if it's worth of that.
I can feel the weight of the world pushing down on me.
I'm not gonna lie, this is better than I remember it being.
Yeah, she's not a terrible singer. I would say,
yeah, this is less auto-tuned and better, like, just overall quality than I remember it being in my head. The chorus sucks, I'm just gonna warn you though.
Insane paparazzi watching me do my thing. 'Cause I'm on display.
you every day, every day, every day. Everybody's waiting on me to fall. Everybody's waiting on me.
So yeah. And guess who she's talking about?
Teresa. Yeah. Everybody, my sister-in-law wants me to fall.
Yeah, literally, might as well be saying that.
Oh, that song.
It's just lifeless.
Yes.
Simply. So yeah, I mean, I think so. She recorded this one, and then this was like the only song that she put out. But she was a feature on this other song that I found when I was like looking for music. I hadn't heard of this before, but I'm dying whenever I found it. I'm so excited for you to hear this.
This life's a roller coaster, like a living movie poster. I'm down quicker than I went up, and the credit's never as big as it's supposed to. Be grateful's what they tell ya, while they just buy and sell ya. Thinking that this life is written in a script, you can either change the channel or zip your lips. Take it to the top, don't stop, don't stop.
It's giving Macklemore and Ryan Lewis a run for their money.
Oh, wow.
This had to be around the time when like Can't Hold Us was popular.
Yeah.
And they were just trying to comfort.
It's just like a big rap intro.
I didn't listen. I just heard
chorus.
I didn't listen to, I just heard that Macklemore part and I was like, this has to be in here. I want to hear a little bit of the chorus. That sucks. Yeah, no. That should never be played out loud.
Ever again.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that is all of the songs I can manage to listen to today. I'm not gonna lie, that sucked the energy out of me at the end there. It started out like fun and catchy. I know. All right. Okay, so who do you think had the best songs that you heard, if you can remember?
The best one? I thought
the boppiest.
I'd say Nene Leakes, and I'm biased.
Come and get this. Come on. Yeah, that was a bop.
Yeah.
Okay, which other ones did you like? And then which one's the worst? I need some accolades.
I thought the worst were Google Me and what was Candy's Leave You?
You didn't like Google Me? Leave You?
Google Me and Leave You were terrible.
I would put On Display as also terrible. So.
That one was bad, but I wouldn't say that was like the worst.
Okay.
It was like,
wow, you put On Display over Leave You by Candy. You're gonna get attacked.
I'm sorry, it was just really bad.
It was really bad. No, I understand. It's okay. It's
because
okay.
I don't know. Like,
no, she also just has higher standards. Like, you know what she's capable. If you can produce No Scrubs,
yeah,
and
I think
put
that's
out with
what
that
it is, because
parody
I'm like, okay,
song.
Melissa's was good for someone who like doesn't really make music.
It's all relative.
But knowing that Candy made No Scrubs, I'm like, damn.
I know. She just has no excuse. It literally sounded like a parody of an R&B song.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this was fun. We need to kind of strategize our content going forward because I definitely am open to talking about like Bravo and Real Housewives stuff on here, but I know that's not Lauren's vibe. So we're going to find some things in the middle. And I'll let you guys know. I'm hoping we can get back on a regular schedule with the podcast. And yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram also. Spilt_milk.
Yes.
Podcast. Right?
I believe so. That's all right to me.
Fucking great. Okay, well, amazing. Follow me on fucking TikTok, salt.bitch34.
Oh, follow me too. Beff Jazos, BEFFJAZOS. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're spelling that wrong. I'm sorry.
You on accident. That's how little I care about Jeff Bezos. Some of y'all can't say
that. Fuck
the same.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, we'll see ya. Bye.
Bye.